Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. Last week, I talked about how executives are out of step with their employees when it comes to even basic aspects of employee experience and hybrid work. For one thing, while most executives say they're thriving, even in today's environment, more than half of the rank and file believes that they're overworked. One in five say their company doesn't care about their work-life balance. Those numbers are from Microsoft. And now comes more research, this time from the management consultant Eagle Hill Consulting. It found that more than a third of American workers are frustrated by the technology they use to do their jobs. Fewer than half think their company prioritizes tools that would make their work easier. In fact, 20% say technology makes their work harder. This situation's inevitable when employees aren't involved in buying decisions, Eagle Hill said. That can negatively impact productivity, morale, work quality, and retention, all of those things that experience is meant to bolster. The solution is at least partly cultural. Getting the most out of technology depends on maintaining a culture where employees have that voice in decision-making. In fact, technological change should focus on responding to employee needs and shifting behaviors to deliver more value. That's exactly where many organizations fall short, said the report. Eagle Hill's research belies the attention that's supposedly given to technology and its role in the employee experience. During the spring HR Technology Conference, Josh Burson described an industry shift from HR tech to work tech. During 2021, he predicted, the industry's emphasis will be on improving experience through apps that are easy to use and that integrate with existing tools. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed businesses to think of employee experience more broadly, as a dynamic that's impacted not only by managers, coworkers, and HR, but by how workers interact with departments across the organization and the very tools they use to get their jobs done. Nearly every touchpoint between employers and the workforce has become part of the equation of employee experience. Let's take a break. This is PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. We're also a member of Evergreen Podcasts. You can check out other shows at www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And now a little more research. This from Expert HR. Expert HR's latest HR staffing and resources survey found that the top HR executive reports to the CEO at 61% of American employers. At others, HR reports to the CFO, the COO, a senior-level company manager, or a senior department or division manager. The fact that HR has direct access to leadership probably reflects the importance employers give to it in today's complex world of work, the report said. The survey also found that the median ratio of HR staff to employees is 1.5 for every 100 workers, though the figure varies by workforce size. Lower headcount means a higher ratio. That signals economies of scale as headcount increases, the report said, so larger companies can accomplish their goals with fewer HR staff than smaller firms. And this has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report, a publication of Recruiting Daily. To keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.